This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've gone over the hirings of now Pete Carroll and then Harbaugh an offseason ago. And you just go through and Reed and Payton and Harbaugh and Carroll. It's the most stacked division we've ever seen from a coaching legacy standpoint and what these coaches bring to the table. And it was just talking about, you know, is this the makeup? You know, people have been trying different things over the last 8-year run or whatever for the Chiefs. How is it just build up the defensive line? Is it trying to find the quarterback? Of course. Is it we're going to hire Sean Payton? Is this the formula to knock the Chiefs down now? Just you're going to hope that you can, quote unquote, not outcoach them, but at least get a coach that's closer than ever to Andy Reid's level.
I think you had to. I actually think the plan is pretty solid. I'm not promising it will work for any of these teams. Like I saw Geno Smith say, feels like the stars are aligning for the Raiders. I chill a little on that, Geno, but that's fine. You just went with your squad. I'm not saying he can't say it. I'm just saying I don't agree with the comment in which he's saying. But think about the previous plan, which was let's just try to draft the quarterback better than Mahomes. That dream died. Like maybe in the early part of Mahomes, you had some like faint hope that you could just outdraft their situation or out-defense them. And we've seen a couple teams out-defense was the first plan. That was when the entire division signed Khalil Mack, drafted defensive players. They all went like heavy, heavy, heavy. You know what we're going to do? We're going to stop them the way we've seen some teams in the Super Bowl stop them. We're going to build this elite level defense in the division. We're going to get this defensive minded coach. We're going to grind it out. That didn't work. That wasn't the plan. So now they've all just decided, what do we found future Hall of Fame coaches? And we tried to at least close the gap in the coaching end. And we'll try to close the gap in the quarterback end too. We know we can't close either. It's not the worst. I have to admit, not the worst plan either. What I can't understand is this is the second time in a row that the entire AFC West has decided to go with the same plan together. What are you guys hoping for? That everyone can get one win against the Chiefs and that'll knock them down in the division enough that if we're all competent together, we can get 2 or 3 wins against the Chiefs and make this a bit more of a fight than 6-0 against, like, you know, the Chiefs go 6-0 against us or 5-1 against us every year. And together, collectively, we will be smart enough to like put a dent in this thing. Cause other than that, I can't figure out why they all seem to have the same plan.
Yeah, I mean, there's a slight coincidence, which is when you've been embarrassing like the Raiders have, you want to bring someone that has some level of respect.
Yeah, stability.
And can raise the floor, even if there's a cap and a ceiling on what Pete Carroll can do in Vegas, and I think there is, and he's also not going to be there for 7 years. I mean, he's going to be there for 3 or 4 years probably and retire. I mean, let's be real. I understand he acts energy-wise like he's 50, but he's not. and so he... to me, is probably a 3 to 5 year coach in Vegas, but
that's why I think they might take Genty. By the way,
he raises.
They could win right away.
They could, like, and he, no doubt, because of what he's done throughout his coaching career. Pete Carroll does bring that respectability to the franchise, and I think will prevent them from being a laughing stock. And you can say, well, that's a hell of a bar. Well, that's where they're at. That's how bad the Raiders have been. They have not had competent coaching. They've also made bad decisions. Geno Smith is not great, but he's a hell of a lot better than running out Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew. And I understand Gardner Minshew is in Kansas City, but he's a backup.
Significant upgrade.
You know, that there's a difference. And so I actually think that's why the Raiders did it to bring respectability. The Chargers did it because they felt like they were close, and they, in their mind, they have the quarterback and they needed a coach to elevate. The Broncos at the time, they were also similar to the Raiders for a couple of years, where it's like, we're a joke. We're made fun of. We had Nathaniel Hackett as our head coach. We need to bring in someone that has some respectability that can raise, that can raise our floor. And Sean Payton has done that. So yes, it's the same formula, but it makes sense if you think on an individual level for those franchises. Two of them were laughing stocks, and then one of them in the Chargers just thought they needed a coach to get them over the hump. They haven't got over the hump yet. They also didn't even make they were one and done in the playoffs again. But that was their thought process.
Yeah, I do understand, but like, does it not seem funny to everybody that everyone has the same plan? Like, again, the last time we talked about this off-season spinning by the AFC West about 3 years ago. Crazy. They all bought defensive end. They all bought corners. They all did like the exact same version of the plan. And then 3 years later, here we go again. And they're all like, yeah, future Hall of Fame coach. We all think that, I don't know if Harbaugh will be in the NFL Hall of Fame, but he'll definitely be in some kind of coaching Hall of Fame. As we'll have to win a Super Bowl probably to get into an NFL Hall of Fame situation. But he, elite level coaches, just like guys that are pretty high respected. And then for the guys who can get elite level play, maybe a quarterback, the Herberts of the world. And then everyone else is like, well, what if we get competent play, right? Geno Smith is a top 15 quarterback play. We understand we got to get back to it. But to approach it the same way. And I saw Carrington ask the question yesterday, which is just like, who's the worst coach in the division? Which is a whole nother way to look at this. It's not Andy Reid.
Well, yeah.
So we can start there. It's probably... Oh, man.
I think Sean Payton is actually the worst.
I think I'd answer Pete Carroll. That's funny.
I think it's between those two.
Why Harbaugh? What I mean, other than winning a college national championship, which Pete Carroll also did.
What's weird about
Harbaugh's accomplished less in the NFL than the other two.
What's weird about Harbaugh is everywhere Harbaugh has gone, he has won. But also, after about 4 years, it turns into a disaster. He either leaves them behind with sanctions or just it all falls apart on him. So that's what's weird about his thing. True. Is like immediately he's going to have success. But I can promise you in about 3 to 5 years in L.A., he's not going to be the head coach.
You're saying maybe it's actually Harbaugh.
I think there's an argument to be made in a very thin gap between the two. Or between the other three.
It's close. Yeah,
I would say that Sean Payton and Pete Carroll have had more, and they've all had, not equal because Sean Payton didn't have any collegiate success, but one of them has the same amount of collegiate success as Harbaugh, but one has more NFL success. Now, look, one went to a Super Bowl and lost. We're talking about the difference of like one win and one loss, but Pete Carroll went to two and was a more consistent franchise for a longer period of time, to his point, than Harbaugh is like, we had a few year run and then it all fell apart, or we had a few year run in college and then it all fell apart, right? Like, there does seem to be like a cap before Harbaugh's teams. They always get better. The second Harbaugh shows up, his teams are instantly better. But like, there's also like a limit or a cap.
Pete Carroll's got the Super Bowl. Sean Payton's got the Super Bowl. I mean, for some people, you just stop it right there between Harbaugh, Payton,
I guess that's the disparity. Are we talking entire coaching picture just in general as a coach? Because I think Sean Payton, you could argue.
I think in general as a coach.
Sean Payton should have more than. For him to only have one and only one appearance, there's a lot left to be desired for what Sean Payton had, having Drew Brees and all of the resources that he had when, of course, he was there in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, I make that argument, but like, I mean,
I think that's part of the equation.
He can't look at the best years of Russell Wilson, right? I know what we think of Russell Wilson now, but I mean, you got to remember, people thought of Russell Wilson as a top 5 to 7 quarterback for the entirety of the Pete Carroll run.
Sure.
Probably. I mean, a pretty good chunk of it.
So does it help the argument? Does it hurt the argument?
I've always thought Sean Payton's hurt by the fact that I think he underperformed considering the circumstances and the talent he had around him. Absolutely. Harbaugh, you could say overperformed because he took, Colin Kaepernick all the way to the Super Bowl. And that guy was out of the league. Look, maybe he should have been in the league longer, but he never got another opportunity in the league.
Yeah.
And there were still some limitations to what you were doing there. So like, but he also didn't do anything other than that, right? Like, they were an okay team outside of that, but they weren't they weren't going to other Super Bowls or, you know, I don't know. He didn't have like the sustained
run. It's not like he was
run.
Kyle Shanahan is what you're saying,
yeah,
with the Niners.
Sean Payton kept going to the playoffs and stuff. It's not like he was just like in the doldrums. They were bad.
This is why it's interesting convo, because on the text line 913-586-7965, a few people bring it up. Of course, the Bounty Gate stuff that was going on while Sean Payton was the head coach, and just like, how much is that? The same way we talk about it with Belichick. How much is that? For some people, that takes you out of the running, right?
I mean, he wasn't cheating. He was just trying to hurt players. Does that make, you know, like, it's not Spygate. It's not cheating to hit players. Like, you know, like,
it's a scandal. It's a scandal, but it's
doesn't affect the play on the field, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tricky one because in a way it does. Like, you're like, if any coach was allowed to do that, then would that have got better performance out of players? I don't know.
All right. For
Pete Carroll, unfortunately, a lot of people will always bring up not running the ball at the goal line in the Super Bowl with Marshawn Lynch, but he still got a ring. You know, he should have two of them. You know, that's the kind of stuff that will haunt coaches and their legacies for a long, long time. The point is, the AFC West is loaded with coaching talent. And we're going to find out if it's enough to close the gap. I still think, going back to the bigger picture Chiefs narrative of the offseason, it is still fascinating to me, even pre-draft, that so many outside of Kansas City have just acted like the Chiefs have fallen off a cliff because they got their ass kicked in the Super Bowl. Forgetting they won 15 games. Forgetting that they actually, if you look at the roster and what they potentially may be able to do in the draft, the same question at offensive line is there, yes. But the idea, like, they're just now going to fall off and win 10 games and they're just not a factor in the conversation is hilarious to me. Like, fall off? They're probably not winning 15 games next year. No
kidding.
It's
not like Chris Jones retired, you know?
It's not. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are still there. Like, last time I checked, they're going to have Rice.
Actually, technically, they should have a better receiver unit than they had a year ago. Yeah. And the running backs are at the very worst the same.
Correct. So I don't get the narrative with that. But you're going to hear more and more noise all offseason about this is the year, this is the year, this is the year for Sean Payton or for Harbaugh to get the Chiefs to win the division. And that'll be the fun part of the year, right? To see if the Chiefs can prevent that from happening.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.